Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Welcome all of us here to the house of the Lord. Welcome to God's holy hill. Yes. Welcome to your Father's house. And all of you joining us right now online. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. And it is an awesome pleasure to share the word this evening. It is a true delight to work for the Master. It is an honor and a privilege to impart the word of the Lord. And my desire is always for you to hear from the Lord, hear his voice. My desire is that the Holy Spirit will witness to your spirit. That is the reason why we all have a ministry here in the house of God, to be used by the Lord in our own special way. We have people in place here to play music. And the Lord does things during our worship. You know, there are times when people do other things here that involves, say, work outside of the church that people are touched by. And some of us also share the load in teaching the word of God and praying for one another and pray for the sick. And the sick are healed. So our desire is always for the name of God to be glorified first and foremost. And nothing else. Amen?
Amen?
Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. I have a scripture list that I want to get through tonight. So let us pray. Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've given us. Thank you so much, Lord, that we have set aside a day to celebrate your resurrection. We thank you, Lord, for dying on a cross for us. And thank you, Lord, that you have made us, Lord, victors through you, through your resurrection, through the power that was once in our Lord Jesus Christ when he walked on earth is now in us, now, Lord, at this time. And Lord, we thank you so much that we have this power, Lord, to exercise the power that is in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so very much. And Lord, I pray that as we study your word tonight, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will open up our understanding and open up our minds to understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church this evening. And as we always say, Lord, we love you. And we will always, always love you. Be glorified, Lord, this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Have we brought our Bibles?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Have you brought your digital Bible? Thank you. Thank you for confirming. The very first verse that we are going to read, oh, thank you, even the kids' Bible. I like it. Start them young. Yes, I love kids' Bible. I always love kids' Bible because of the pictures in it. So every other page had a picture on it that would, you know, depict the story that's being told. And kids, and I still think I have quite an imagination. You know, your imagination grows wild and you start visualizing what you just finished reading. So, super, super awesome. I like it. Please turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. And we are going to read verse 32. And you're welcome to say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. That's quick. It's almost become a race. In no time. Thank you. Matthew 8:32. It's somewhat of a straight to the point verse. And I'm ready for that online, please. Matthew 8:32 says, "And he said to them, go." So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine. And suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea and perished in the water. The title for this evening's sermon is Power in God's Words. Now notice that I didn't say power in God's Word, because I'm trying to emphasize here something else, is the words of our God, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, there is power in the Word of God. There is a tremendous amount of power, wealth, knowledge in God's Word. But what I want to emphasize here this evening is that there is power, there is great power in the words of our Lord. There is great power in the Word of God. And I've been mentioning this here over the course of time. You notice how when we pray for one another, when we pray for the sick, when we pray in general, pray for our meal, when we have prayer time, and whatever the case might be, we always end up by saying, in Jesus' name. Right? I've been mentioning this over and over and over again. Everything that we do and all the power that we have, it all stems, it all starts from above. Nothing from us. Nothing comes from us. And therefore, if our Lord Jesus right now, upon this time, is telling something to leave and it obeys, and if that spirit that was once upon our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says that it's in us, don't we also have that same power? Thank you for the one yes. If in case you did not know, yes, we have the same power. Amen. And therefore, there's something very important for us to understand this evening, and that is our words have power. The things that we say. I've been studying this as of late. You know, when you say things like, my life is a miserable wretch, I am always sick. Right now, something that you're probably going to hear very often is my allergies around this time of the year. All these things that you say, did you know that you are prophesying for yourself? You are literally prophesying for yourself something that is negative instead of positive. One thing that I didn't understand at the time, but now, after a while later, I've come to understand now, is every single time my father would sneeze, he would say these words. He would say, I am healed by the blood of Jesus. And I would just look at him and say, Dad, it was just a sneeze. Right? It's just sneezing. But every single time he'd say it, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now I come to understand why. I am blessed. I am healed. I am a conqueror. Amen? He's prophesying over his body. There is power in your words, in the things that you say. If you have a plant in your house, and this plant, and this is a study that I've read, is among people and among, you know, singing and laughing and kids talking and laughing and playing, it thrives opposed to a flower or a plant, I should say, that is just by itself. There's no interaction. There's nothing around. There's power in your words. God made it this way. And here we see a classic example of what our Lord is and the power that he has by a simple command, by a simple speech. And that is, go. G-O. And it went. And it's gone. Let me show you right now, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. That's our God. Every single word that comes out from God is genuine, is true, is pure. And if God is living inside every single one of us, it is the exact same. And I would like for us to start thinking of ourselves this way. Right now. You know, sometimes I know we have our tempers. I know we have our bad times. Sometimes we might have to clean up our language a little bit. Yes, I completely get it. But let us be mindful. Let us always be aware that the power that was in our Lord Jesus is now in you. And God is emitting Himself through you. And one of the ways is by the things that you say. The word here is saying that God is a shield to those who trust in Him, who love Him, who serve Him. Which if you're doing all these things, if you are serving God with all of your heart, if you are trusting God with all of your heart, if you are doing what you're supposed to do, the Spirit of the Lord is inside of you. You are sealed to do God's work. You are sealed to do His bidding. So we need to be watchful in what we say. Amen? It can 100% transform a person dramatically. Dramatically. Let me show you right now, Luke chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "But Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Don't you ever think that you sustain yourself, that you are self-sufficient, that everything that you have earned. And yes, we earn. We work hard. We earn our paychecks. We earn everything. What the Bible says, that we are going to sweat out of our eyebrows, out of our foreheads. We're going to sweat. This is how we're going to eat. Yes. But our strength comes from God. Our blessings comes from the Lord. Our every breath, every single breath that we breathe comes from God. He has our life in the palm of His hand. So therefore, we don't live solely by how we sustain ourselves, but also by God's word, which works mightily in those, even so mightily in those who have faith in God, who trust in the Lord, as mentioned in Proverbs 30, verse 5. I want to bring your attention right now to 1 Thessalonians 2:13, please. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believes. Do you understand now? Is that making sense? Here the word of the Lord is saying that we receive God's word through a minister, through someone ministering the word of God. When we are up here ministering the word of the Lord and preaching the word of God, there's something that's happening right now. Something that's happening in the spiritual realm. It is not my saying, it is not by my power, it's not anything that I'm doing. It is the Holy Spirit. We are used by God. And here Paul is saying, because you received the word of God, which you heard from simple people like myself, from us, preachers, ministers, just sharing God's word, and you welcomed it not as the words of a regular person, but of words of God, which also effectively works in you. There is something that happens when we receive the word of God with an open heart. No one could have a big as a, of a problem. When we started reading our very first verse in Matthew chapter 8, 32, no one had a bigger problem as the two men who were demon-possessed. They had it tough. Nevertheless, it took only a word from our Lord Jesus to deliver them from out of their trouble. They tried everything. They tried tying them with chains. They tried bounding them up. And they would just come off like they were tied together with a stick of butter. It had no effect on them. But notice how a simple word, just a word, was what was enough to exorcise the legion of demons. In Luke chapter 4, verse 35 and 36 is another example of our Lord Jesus using the power of God's word to exorcise demons, to cast them out. May I please have Luke 4, 35 and 36, please. It says, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word this is. Once again, this is what they said. What a word this is. For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. What a word. Imagine. By a simple word. There is no need for jumping. There's no need for doing jumping jacks, no push-ups, no hollering, no screaming, no waving of anything. You just speak. You speak with conviction and authority and power and guidance through the Holy Spirit, and it happens. It's part of the series that I'm doing right now, Divinely Ruling. It also ties into our Wednesday night services that I've been doing this year in 2022. Every single Wednesday, the battle is already won Wednesday. Every single Wednesday. It's all linked together. It's all tied together. Here in the case of these two men who were demon-possessed, the world tried many ways to restrain and control the two men who were demon-possessed in Gadara. But the only effective solution was God's power through our Lord Jesus Christ. And man's idea was to start on the outside, working with chains, working with ropes to bind these two, to conceal them. But here's the difference. Our Lord Jesus Christ began on the inside with the Word of God. Notice the difference? Man is always trying to do things that he understands, that he can see, and our God works on the inside on things that man with a carnal eye cannot see. Which all these things are not able to be bound with chains or corrected with chains. It starts from the inside, then it works its way out. This is why it's very important for us to be watchful in what we say, in our words, to speak wisely, to refrain our tongue. The Bible says what corrupts a man is what's inside, right? Is what comes out of a man, not what goes in. Not what he eats, per se. But what comes out of him is what corrupts a man. We need to watch what we say. There's power in our words. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke the word, and it started working from the inside out. Let me have 2 Timothy 2:9, please. For which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. You can't change it. Chain it. The word of the Lord, you cannot by any means bind it. You can't restrain it. It is unstoppable. It is powerful. It is effective. It works. Using the various programs to deal with evil, people only treat symptoms. So many times you hear of different diseases and different states and situations that mankind try to treat their symptoms by pills and medication and drugs, things that make you groggy, sleepy, loopy, loony, all these things. The best they can do is a simple whitewash on the outside, a masquerade. But our Lord corrects the problem right at the source. So our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the solution. He is the remedy. He cleans out the inside, which is the best way to correct the problem that is on the outside. And all we need to do is speak. When we study and accept the word of the Lord, we draw closer to the one who gave us the access to the knowledge and power to conquer spiritual enemy. One who spent time in God's word sincerely. Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 12 and 13, read these words. And it says, for the word of God is living and powerful. Exclamation point. Once again, the word of God is alive and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the division of soul and spirit. And then it goes on to say, and of joints and marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of somebody, of anybody, of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Every single one of us, the word of God. The day of accountability is coming, brothers and sisters. It is coming. And our Lord returns with power and authority. When all people, everyone, as well as the enemy and all of his demons, will be forced to submit to God's word. We submit to God right now. We submit to God's word right now. It all starts right here. We start ruling, divinely ruling, with power. And it starts with God's word. And I would like to conclude in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. And it says, now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, And his name is called what? The Word of God. Next verse, please. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him in white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, out of his mouth, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the supreme ruler over all. All others must submit to his reign. He is the ruler above every single thing. And through him, through the power that is in the name of Jesus, we also can divinely rule with him forever. And it starts right here, right now. There is power in the Word of God. There is power in this holy name. And I bless the name of the Lord that he has given us this power when he resurrected from the dead. He gave us that power. He gave us the Holy Spirit, and it's up to us to use it for the honor and glory of his holy name. Amen. 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 Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we exalt you and praise you. Lord, we thank you that we are more than conquerors, Lord, through you. We thank you, Lord, for the power that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, that there's power in our words, in the things that we say, in our speech. Thank you so very much. And Lord, I pray right now that we all, Lord, will be fastly planted and rooted and grounded in the solid foundation that is the Word of God, your holy word. And I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will minister in our hearts and in our minds and in our lips, in the things that we say, in the things that we proclaim. I pray, Lord, that we would be used by you. And I pray, Lord, that we will humble ourselves before your authority, before you, Lord. Lord, we are here to serve you, to worship you, to be a blessing to others, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us here in the land of the living. Lord, be glorified in our lives. Be magnified forever. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.